It's really a tale of two halves for you guys. You guys were kind of slow, not moving the ball around in the first half. And I don't know what you said in the locker room, but you got them fired up, and it was 180 in the second half.
Well, when shots go in, everything looks a lot better. Yeah. And, you know, we couldn't get rolling, you know, shooting the ball in the first half. And then that kind of trickled over to the defensive side where our rotations were slow. The ball, you know, the defensive rotations were slow. The offensive ball movement was pretty slow. You know, early on, we actually, against their zone, we did exactly what we wanted to do, and we had a, you know, it was, we had a little bit of a lead right there. And then they went man and started putting that pressure on us, and we weren't you know, doing the things we talked about this morning. But, you know, the second half, they really came out. They executed defensively, which led to their offense. I mean, we were able to get out and run, whereas they were setting up a defense, you know, in a half-court sit. But, you know, our guys came out in that second half, and they played in a rhythm, they moved the ball, and they played together.
Absolutely, and, you know, it was kind of like the first half and second half, a tale of two halves for Jackson Lewis. Scoreless in the first half, only 21 second half
Holy
points.
Wow.
And, yeah, you know, joked, it kind of had enough free throw practice there in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, he ran out of room in the scorebook, I know that. That's what Coach Robinson said. So, yeah, he got to shoot a lot of free throws. And just seeing, even those, you know, seeing the ball go through the net right there, he was able to really get going and got us in the game.
Yeah.
And then extended the lead. You know, I thought our best possession of that whole half may have been on his three that he hit over here on the left wing. You know, we worked some time. They had started to overplay everything. The ball touched the middle and kicked out, and he didn't hesitate at all. He just fired it up there, and, you know, nothing but net. So he has those capabilities. So much so that as soon as he made those two, I think they wanted to start face guarding him, which then opened up some other things. But, you know, starting the fourth quarter, you know, we looked up and we're already in the bonus to start the fourth quarter. So that kind of messed with some of our shot selection. They thought, okay, well, I got to get a certain shot. And we just need to shoot shots that are in rhythm. And our first possession was a great possession as well because we hit Evan on the baseline. He pump fakes and draws the foul and gets the two free throws. So, you know, guys made free throws when they needed to. And, you know, we're able to kind of lock down the game.
And, you know, it was great to see your team keep composure at Green Valley Ranch. They were getting a little flustered there, got a couple of technicals in the fourth quarter, and you're like a little worried. Maybe it's going to get a little testy on both sides, but your guys did a good job of keeping their poise.
Oh, you know, that's the second time in 2 years we've done that.
Yeah.
So we've got experience. Not everybody can say they've got that kind of experience, but maybe it was our going away, you know, present from the orange and black. So
yeah.
Our guys did a great job.
Well, yeah, it was a great way to end it here for you guys here in this
Absolutely.
Orange and black. And a big win for you guys, back-to-back wins for you first time this year. And now you next week you go try to make it a winning streak of three. You get a week off to get ready for a very good Lakin team.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fast-paced. They're going to press the whole time. And we'll be ready, though. I thought our guys did a great job tonight, more so pass fake and ball fake, you know, shot fakes and pass fakes, because with the athleticism that Green Valley has, they like to jump out there and play in transition. So they, I thought we utilized the pass fake well and did a lot of good things. But, yeah, we got a few days now to get ready for Lakin, and it's going to be real busy, actually. You know, we have Lakin Friday. Our JV C team goes Saturday to Holcomb, and then we play Monday, Tuesday, Friday on the next week. So it's going to amp up real quick.
Well, that'll be fun, though. A lot of practice and then a lot of games. Coach, congratulations, 2-1 on the weekend, winning record here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.